Teenagers' relationships with their parents vary from family to family. Sometimes they're difficult, and other times there's a special bond, even when a parent isn't nearby. Today on Dayton Youth Radio, we hear one student's story from Ponitz Career Technology Center in Dayton.
Hi, my name is Marcus Merritt. I like to listen to music. I listen to Drake, Marvin Gaye. His music sounds nice to me. My favorite song by Marvin Gaye is What's Going On. I'm an oldie for a 17-year-old. My story is about why my dad's picture means so much to me. The picture was my dad holding me on my second birthday. I was so happy. Every time I looked at that picture, it gave me a nostalgia feel. My dad is a very kind and nice person. He's one of those people you just can't get mad at. You can't get, like, really, really mad at him. One year, on the 4th of July, we had that family cookout, and my uncle and my dad were acting like they were lifting really heavy dumbbells. He was actually making all the grunting sounds of when someone's lifting a really heavy dumbbell. It was so funny seeing my dad act so weird and goofy. It's like, there's no dumbbell there. That was just a really, really funny day. Like, yeah, he's a very funny person to be around. I like to remember good times like that. But at the moment, my dad's not really in my life right now. Because my dad is in jail. You never know how much you need a person until they're actually gone. The day I found out that my dad went to prison, it was on a Saturday. I was sitting on the couch, watching TV, just minding my business, as a little kid would do. Then my mom came out to tell me, "Your dad has been arrested." When she broke the news to me, I didn't show that much emotion, but the second she left, the exact second I heard a door shut, that's when I just broke down. I broke down. I love my dad. I really do. And just to hear he went to jail, it really hurt me because it's like, I don't want him to go to jail. I'm like, jail is a scary place. I was just devastated. Like, I can remember each moment like it was yesterday. My mom never told me how long my dad was gonna be in jail. Every time I asked her, she just told me, "Stop worrying about that. You don't need to worry about how long he's gonna be in there. Just know that he's gonna be out soon." I have recently talked to my dad about 3 days ago. Our conversation is mainly about how I've been doing in school. He'll ask me, "How do you get to school?" I tell him, "My grandma takes me." He said, "Do somebody pick you up?" I'm like, "No, I'll take the bus home." He said, "Who takes you to the barbershop? Or do you go to a different barber?" I said, "Yeah, because the barber we used to go to, he made my hairline crooked freshman year." It did not feel right going to the barber without my dad. My dad tells me to tell my family that he said thank you for taking care of me while he's in jail. Like, I have my dad since up to the age of 14. And I think that's the time I actually really needed him. 17 now. I will be graduating in 2019. And the months between my graduation and my dad's release is 2 months. He'll be getting out in July of this year. My vision of what my dad is going to see, his son made it through elementary school and high school with ups and downs. Even though I didn't like school, I pushed myself to keep going and hopefully get my diploma. For Dayton Youth Radio at Ponitz Career Technology Center, this is Marcus Merritt.
That was an essay entitled 2 Months From Here, written and produced by Marcus Merritt from Ponitz CTC High School. Special thanks to Joanne Visca and Jeffrey Crowell. For Dayton Youth Radio, this is Basine Blood.
Support for Dayton Youth Radio comes from the Virginia W. Kettering Foundation and the Ohio Arts Council.